Brookings!
Good morning, Brookings!
Kim Tun here, once again bringing you the FOMO show.
FOMO show. Kim, you're looking pretty cute with your little eye hat over there.
So, I mean,
I love it.
Thank you, ma'am. You look dapper as well. I have been looking forward to this holiday season with the FOMO show because who doesn't love the holidays?
I know. Kim walks up and she's like, Emily, I got something special for you. I was like, well, what is it? And she's like, a sparkly Santa hat. Yay!
You just got to know me is to love me, and you're going to get roped into shenanigans. But I knew you would love it.
I knew you would love it. It's very festive and fun, and it gets me in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Got all of my holiday decorating done yesterday.
Ooh, I'm proud of you. That's very good.
I'm proud of you, too. It was rough.
Yeah, so how was your Thanksgiving? We got to talk about it.
Thanksgiving was great, which, before we talk about it, my dad joke
is
from Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because, you know,
just happened.
We're still in the time of giving here.
Yeah,
so
yes.
What is a turkey's favorite ringtone?
I don't know.
Wing, 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 wing.
Yay!
Yay! Okay.
And that officially closes out the turkey jokes.
It does.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to bring in some Santa stuff here coming up.
So how was Turkey Day for you?
Turkey Day was lovely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very, very low key. I ate way too much.
Well,
I, you know, put my
normal
jeans on the next day and it felt like a busted can of biscuits.
I know. You sent me a meme about
that.
I know.
That's
was
like
very
one of my
relatable.
I was like, oh, Emily.
Very relatable.
Saying? But it's, you know, always a great time to get together with family.
Yeah.
And just. Yeah. How about you? What'd you guys do?
You know what I learned this Thanksgiving?
What?
I never knew before that my house has the capacity to hold 7 tons.
That was kind of a dad joke.
So it kind of was. Yeah, the tons descended on us and we hosted and it was absolutely fantastic. And the weather was not, it was good. It was a good little, no snow on the ground. I'm okay with.
No, I'm
okay.
Too. It's going to be 50 degrees today.
I know. Like, well, I'll take it. And we have lots of stuff to do outside, too. So we should get into it.
We should. The meat and bones of the show.
But
here we go.
I do want to raise awareness that our website is up and running. We cannot talk about everything that is happening these days because there's just too much, and we only have 12 minutes. So,
and FOMO Nation, thank you for submitting everything through the website.
So
many. It has been fantastic.
Just so good.
And
so
coming.
We are reading off of our website. So FOMOshow605.com literally has all of this information with clickable links
everything.
And a calendar. So you don't have to write everything down that we're saying. Just go to FOMOshow605.com. So let's jump into it. The first thing, I've actually never heard of this. I don't know if they've done it before.
Okay.
It starts today, and it's a hunt for fun. So there's a lot more details on our website, but what it looks like to me is you visit places in town, Brookings Arts Council, which is the Festival of Trees, and I have a tree there, McCrory Gardens, Dakota Nature Park, or Cinema 8 during the whole next week. So it goes through the Saturday, and you take a photo of your family at one of these fantastic venues. Yes. And so then you send it in to BrookingsUnitedWay.org, and proceeds go to them, and you win a prize.
So, I love that. That's fantastic.
It's get out with your family and have fun.
Yes.
A lot of it's free, and you could win a prize on top of that, and it's a family photo that you can force your kids into.
Log into the website and check that out. I'm sure there's lots of details on there for you.
Yeah, so that's Monday.
Monday. Tomorrow. Big, big day.
Yes.
Tomorrow is South Dakota's Day of Giving, y'all. Like,
yeah, it's a big day.
It is a very, very big day.
And I don't know what the goal is.
I'm not sure. Let's just pretend it's about $3 million.
Yeah.
You know, go but big or go home.
There is a website. What do you know the website on that?
It is. It's SouthDakotaGives.org.
There
you go. So www.SouthDakotaGives.org. Log in. This supports all of South Dakota's.
All of
South Dakota's charities. Yeah. And we, in the spirit of giving, let's rally and make them all some money.
Yeah, and a fun way to do that, to give back, is I think it's maybe one of the first ever trivia nights for a cause at Eponymous.
Oh.
At Eponymous Brewing Company. And that proceeds for that go to Play Tutoring. So $1 for every beer purchase goes to Play Tutoring. And if you don't know who Play is, they are a local nonprofit located downtown, kind of in the basement of the Carrot Seed.
I think so.
And they help our local kiddos keep up in school, and they do fun stuff over the summer with
kids.
So
great organization.
You can get more information on our, and there's actually a link and everything on our website.
Love that.
And
so that's Tuesday.
There's other stuff on Tuesday.
So make your own hand-stamped ornament with Mama Peacock.
Love.
So, yeah, I love that too. So she's a local, I want to call her an artist.
She is.
She's almost a craftsman as well with all of those, I think jewelry and some of those things that she makes.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, but that's at the Arts Council. It's Tuesday, 7 to 9 o'clock in the evening. You can go make some custom ornaments and take them home.
Or make good grandparent gifts.
Oh, they do. Or they make, you know, a little tag for tying on your gifts and stuff.
Yeah, and then the normal fair on Tuesday. Tuesday's a busy night in Brookings. So trivia at Wooden Legs, karaoke at the Lodge. And that brings us up to Wednesday.
1 million cups.
1 million cups. Always happens, 9 a.m.
And log on to the website. We have to confirm the location of that because I think it's this week and then next week, and then they're going to take a break until after the holidays.
Yes.
And then this Advent Fest. Tell me about that.
Dude, that's a submission, so yay. It's an evening of festive fun and Christmas preparations for all ages. It is at First Lutheran Church, Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's a free event. It's got programming, a little play. So there's projects, puzzles, board games,
fun
cookies. It just sounds delightful.
It does sound good. Anytime there's cookies, I'm there.
Yeah, so that's Wednesday. And then, as always, there's
bingo.
Bingo.
Let me just tell you, Kim.
Yeah.
Bingo this week.
Oh, my gosh.
It was insane at the VFW.
It was crazy.
So crazy busy. And we gave out $750 one night.
On Wednesday.
To one person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on Friday when I was calling, I gave out $500 to one person and another $200 jackpot.
Ooh.
So I'm telling y'all, like, there's some cash to be had.
There are, yes, exactly.
And it's really fun when I'm there.
It is fun. It's fun when we're there. It's fun when we're not there as well. It all goes to a good cause.
It
but
does.
We were giving back last week.
I know. Like, it was great.
I love giving out money.
Yeah.
Really
so
awesome.
Talk to me a little bit about Jingle and Mingle.
Yes. This
holiday
looks,
shopping.
Yeah, this looks fun to me. This is on Thursday at the Children's Museum, so great place to get the kiddos' toys, right? And then it's a shopping event expanded to three evenings. So I guess it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And free gift wrapping.
And 4 to 7 p.m.
4 to 7.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, sometimes the Children's Museum kind of gets overlooked. You don't think of it as a go-to place, but they've got books and
they have the best toys.
Age-appropriate toys and all sorts of stuff. If you have not been there to see Cadoodle,
It's Cadoodle.
It is Cadoodle.
Yeah.
They really do have some wonderful stuff in there
to
help support that local cause.
And then, a fun party on Thursday.
The Mayor's Holiday Celebration and the Awards takes place on Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m.
New location for that this year.
It is Swiftel Center.
Mm-hmm. So
Swiftel Center.
Allowing a little more people to come and a little more space to mingle. So that's pretty fun. So that's on Thursday.
And that's going to be in the Daktronics room.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be there. And
that'd be fun.
It's really funny because it says your joyful spirit is requested. How much do I love that?
I love that. And then the normal Thursday fair, open mic night at Wooden Legs and poker at the Country Club.
Of course.
And then Friday.
We have another big event Friday. What a crazy week.
Yeah.
Festival of Lights is on Friday. And this year's theme is Holiday in the Tropics. And, you know, who doesn't love the beach and the tropics?
I wish I was on the beach right now. But maybe always.
We should go to the beach together. We should do a live FOMO from the beach.
We should. Yes.
I mean, come on. We need
fear of missing out on the ocean. this is the 26th year we've done this.
This
so
is great.
It's a fun time. I'm always shocked how many people show up. The most important part of this, it starts at 7 p.m. So get there before 7, find your spot. There's hot cocoa served at all the little local venues. It runs about 20-30 minutes, and they are announcing live from Cubby's rooftop.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's supposed to be nice weather.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to be really pretty mild in temperature.
And we've had it when it has not been so nice.
Even if it's not. Bundle up the babies and get on down there for that.
Yes, and then the weekend's so much. We got to go so fast. So Saturday starts with the holiday ornament make and take at South Dakota Ag Museum. So more info on that.
Yes.
Also, there's a class where you can paint your pet at the Arts Council. And then what I'm terribly excited for, you can talk about, which starts on Saturday the 4th.
It's the 7th annual Garden Glow.
Yes.
So excited for that. I love the Garden Glow. If you haven't been over to Mercori Gardens, they light that up. You walk around. Mm-hmm. There is a small fee involved if you don't go during certain times. But it's like $6 yeah. for 6 years of age. And yeah. anyways, more information on that. Garden Glow. Log into our website.
Yep.
It's all there for you. So you can see the time, location, and the costs for all of that.
And then Sunday, the 5th, is the second annual Winter Wonderland Vendor Show at Midway Camp. So
how fun is that?
1 to 5 p.m. Yeah, it's great. You can shop and get unique gifts. And then I lastly want to talk about, you know, Santa Claus is coming.
Where is Santa coming? Mercori Gardens.
Yay!
Oh, that's fun.
So Sunday, 1 to 3:30, bring the kiddos to visit with Santa. That is a free event, but they do encourage registration. The link is on the website on that event. And then we just have a few minutes left, so.
We do have a few minutes. Do you want to talk fantasy football?
No. I won. I beat your husband this week.
I know. I won as well. So
the Chiefs were on a bye, so it was pretty boring.
And but, might I add, I'm first in the league.
Thank you. Yes, we do know that. Anyway, as always, thank you for watching, sharing, liking, submit your events.
FOMOshow605.com.
Have a good week, Brookings.
Toodles.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.